Lindsay Whitaker's story is a little complicated to tell. Whitaker began questioning gender assigned at birth and eventually stopped using traditionally female pronouns like she and her. Whitaker now uses the pronouns they and them, so that's how we'll refer to them here. The shift came at a formative time. Whitaker was a resident advisor in the UVM dorms and took it seriously.
The main sense of an RA is really to be a resource for those students to help them feel supported, to help them feel like they're able to do their academics, their extracurriculars, and that they have a safe environment to live in.
While working as an RA, Whitaker began asking others in the dorm to use gender-neutral pronouns.
I've just never felt comfortable being boxed in to really either category, since for me it's just I didn't feel that I fit. I didn't fit how I was labeled pretty much the rest of my life up until last year. But I don't feel that I've done enough self-work to really say where exactly on the spectrum I would fall.
But the idea of a gender spectrum is still uncomfortable for some people who believe gender is binary. When Whitaker had the discussion with dorm residents, there was nervous laughter and lots of questions. Still, Whitaker says things for the most part went smoothly. People were supportive. After all, this is the school with a bounty of gender-neutral housing, a robust LGBTQA center, and an annual conference on gender identity. But issues kept coming up. Things like supervisors continuing to use the wrong pronouns after being reminded, a training where the terms sex and gender were used interchangeably. And Whitaker says the insensitivity also extended to the RA interview process.
During the RA interviews, we did have somebody who is a trans man who was interviewing to become an RA. They put this person's birth name on their name tag, a female birth name. And you can't do that. You've just outed that person to people that maybe wouldn't have known otherwise.
Situations like that are exactly why the university offers what it calls a preferred name service for internal databases. That means any student can make sure their preferred name is displayed on university records like class lists and housing assignments. When UVM implemented the system in 2009, it was an early adopter. Since then, schools around the country, from the University of Wisconsin-Madison to Princeton to Carnegie Mellon, have implemented similar services. Just one problem. The system hasn't always worked properly. A glitch prevented preferred names from displaying within the housing system last year. Caroline Kobetish will be a junior at UVM in the fall. She saw the name glitch firsthand when she signed up to live on campus with a close friend who happens to be a trans man. She was shocked when her roommate assignment showed a female name.
It says confirmed and had his birth name there.
She says she thought the mistake was unacceptable.
Res life just seems kind of clueless.
Our preferred name information wasn't transferring from the central administrative location to our residential life housing database properly. And so we didn't know that was happening. We had no idea.
Stacy Miller is the director of residential life at UVM. She admits the glitch happened. It wasn't until the on-campus LGBTQA center brought it to her office's attention that she was able to get it fixed. Dot Brower is the director of that center. She adds that the term preferred name is itself problematic.
It can feel invalidating. It can feel like it's being thought of as a whim.
Brower says conversations with students led her to question the database's name.
The student who brought it to my attention said, you know, it's not my preferred gender, it's my gender. You know, this isn't about what color socks I like.
But back to Lindsay Whitaker. Eventually, conflicts with supervisors came to a point where Whitaker almost quit.
Maybe if Lindsay is gone, things will be easier. That's how I felt.
Whitaker felt pushed out. They stuck with it, but it wasn't easy.
I'd had it. I was angry. I didn't care anymore about, residential life. And I told them this, and I kept being that little thorn in the side for some things. So for me, especially when they knew that I had identity, kind of identity confliction, so to speak, at some point I really felt that they were trying to use that as a reason to get me to leave.
But Stacy Miller says she didn't know about that conflict.
It's not something I was aware of, and I don't know that I can even comment on it. It doesn't feel like something that we would say.
Now Whitaker has graduated, but there will likely be other RAs in the same boat. Miller says she hopes they continue to speak up.
You think about all the cool efforts that have happened at UVM, preferred name, gender-neutral bathrooms, gender-neutral residential spaces, all of that is through student initiative, and it's, you know, the bravery of one student walking up to somebody and saying, we need this, and somebody really listening and caring.
Miller admits that while UVM does better than most universities, it's not perfect. And she adds that her office can only deal with the issues they know about. Still, that puts the burden on the most marginalized students to keep reminding the university of those issues. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.